From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. There are more jobs being added to the U.S. economy. Payrolls expanded by 290,000 in April, the biggest gain in 4 years. The number from the Labor Department tops what analysts had been looking for. Hugh Johnson with Johnson Illington Advisors among them.
The only disappointment, which you're going to hear, is that the unemployment rate rose to 9.9%. It rose to 9.9% because the number of the labor force, the size of the labor force, those that were disappointed and now back looking for jobs and are now counted in the labor force, increased even more than the number of jobs that were created.
Some of the job gains last month were temporary census workers. European leaders are meeting in Brussels today to examine efforts to deal with Greece's debt crisis. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports stock losses in the U.S. and overseas are making countries and investors nervous.
The turmoil in the financial markets this week has intensified pressure on world leaders to try to contain the crisis, though their efforts so far have fallen short. Leaders of the 16 countries in the Eurozone are gathering in Brussels to finalize details of the $140 billion bailout of Greece. And in Germany, despite some opposition, the parliament was expected to approve the plan. Finance ministers of the group of seven industrialized countries, which includes the United States, scheduled a conference call to talk about what to do. Their efforts won't come a moment too soon. Japan's main stock index was down 4% before recovering, and European stocks were lower in early trading. The drops followed Thursday's sharp plunge in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which was blamed in part on a technical glitch. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, Brussels.
Consumer Reports is backing off its Don't Buy rating for a luxury SUV made by Toyota. NPR's Giles Snyder reports the magazine is satisfied that Toyota has addressed safety.
Consumer Reports had told readers not to buy the 2010 Lexus GX460 because of a rollover risk. But now it says it took one of them into a dealer for a Toyota software fix, and it subsequently passed when put through its paces on the magazine's test track. CR's automotive editor Rick Paul is pleased with Toyota's response to the problem. He says it's an example of how the automotive safety system could work.
In the ideal situation, you discover a problem, whether it's us or somebody else, before there's an injury or accident related to it. And in this case, Toyota was very aggressive in addressing it, and they took care of the problem quickly. And I think this is what we really would like to see going forward.
The Don't Buy rating had been a blow to Toyota, whose safety reputation has been tarnished after a separate recall over unintended acceleration in other models. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks are lower on Wall Street this morning, the Dow down 62. This is NPR. Crews in the Gulf of Mexico say they're getting closer to having that large concrete and steel containment box lowered onto the seabed off Louisiana. BP and the U.S. Coast Guard are hoping it'll help stop the flow of oil leaking from that damaged well, still at more than 200,000 gallons a day. Meanwhile, the Gulf spill appears to be taking a toll on plans to expand offshore oil drilling along the mid-Atlantic coast. NPR's David Wellner reports the Interior Department is postponing a key step necessary to open the area to lease sales.
About 5 weeks ago, President Obama announced plans to expand offshore oil exploration. The first area to be explored was 50 miles off the coast of Virginia. And after a series of public hearings in that state this month, the lease sale was set for the year 2012. But all that is now on hold indefinitely. Citing the president's order for review of safety practices in offshore drilling, the Interior Department's Mineral Management Service is canceling the public meetings and suspending a public comment period. Maryland Democratic Senator Ben Cardin applauds the decision.
Suspending indefinitely is certainly a positive step, but I still think we need to really take this off the table permanently. But I'm pleased to see that the administration understands the risk factors.
Both of Virginia's Democratic senators had supported the planned offshore lease sale. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
There's concern today about an E. coli outbreak traced to lettuce grown in Arizona. Officials say at least 19 people have become ill in Michigan, Ohio, and New York. That includes students on three college campuses. Freshway Foods of Ohio is recalling romaine lettuce sold in 23 states and the District of Columbia. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.